Morale Booster Network, a platform for entrepreneurs, career professionals, leaders, and the general public to give back to the society through coaching and mentoring. I remain your host, Dr. John Ugulu. I am an author, speaker, and strategist. I always say experience is the best teacher. You can stream or download this podcast from YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Player FM, and Pandora. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, everybody from Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. It is indeed a beautiful day, and I always like to remind people that every day above ground is a blessed day. If you are just joining me for the very first time, I welcome you to another beautiful episode, and I want you to please like and share this broadcast. Like and share it, because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message. Thank you. Once again, I am an author and a speaker. For those of you who are aspiring entrepreneurs or brand new entrepreneurs, we call them startup entrepreneurs, I want to introduce you to a book that I wrote for you. It's titled The 7 P's of an Entrepreneur. Yes, it is a guide for the aspiring entrepreneurs and the startup entrepreneurs. So if that's you, this book is for you. It is currently available on Amazon.com. Or you could go to my website, johnugulu.com, to purchase a copy. And I don't know if I have told you this before. I used to be a very shy person. So shy that I couldn't even imagine myself doing what I do right now. I remember growing up, my mom would always call me. My mom used to dream. In fact, we lived our daily lives when we were growing up out of our dream. You know, when she wakes up in the morning, she tells us, hey, this is what I saw in my dream, and I want you to be careful. You know, we lived our lives listening to her dreams. In fact, she would say, John, when I was pregnant with you, I used to always have this dream. This dream would come to me all the time. And in this dream, I would see a tall, dark-skinned man dressed in suit, holding a microphone and speaking to a crowd. And whenever my mom was saying that to me, I would always quickly try to interrupt and say, Mom, I know your dreams do come to pass. But this particular dream, I'm telling you, is not for me, because you seeing me in your dream as someone holding a microphone, no, that's not me. And guess why I was always saying that to my mom? Yes, because I was a shy person. So what she was saying did not resonate with me. I didn't see any alignment between a shy person and somebody with a microphone. But my mom, being an optimist, she would always smile and say, my son, don't worry, wait and see. And today, I'm a public speaker. She won. How did that happen? How did I transition from shyness to public speaking? Well, it got to a point in my life, I realized that leaders are speakers. I realized that leaders are readers. I realized that I had a gift inside of me, and that shyness would suppress that gift. So I made a conscious decision that I was going to do everything humanly possible to overcome shyness. Why am I sharing this with you? Sharing this with you because if I could overcome shyness and become a public speaker, it means whatever you want to accomplish in your own life, it is possible for you. Have you ever thought about it, being shy and now a public speaker? Oh, yes, it's possible. I did it. I took steps that helped me overcome the shyness. So when I discovered that speaking was necessary for me to release my story, to release my gift, and to become a person of value to people around me or to step into my calling, I decided to take action, right? Louis Pugh said, there is nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. When your mind is made up, you become unstoppable. So I made up my mind that I was going to step into my calling and use my voice to inspire people, to help people step into their greatness. And not just did I decide to do that, in the process of going through that personal development, I became an author. Right now, I have written several books. You might be wondering, why is he saying all this? Once again, I'm saying this not to impress you, but just to remind you that if I could transition from a shy person to a public speaker, from one who never imagined for a second that he would be an author to an author of several books, it means it is possible for you who's listening to me to achieve your dreams. All you need to do is to make up your mind. All you need to do is to fight the enemy that is inside of you. I was in a conference this morning and I shared with the attendees that if we can tackle the enemy within us, then the enemy from outside can do us no harm. And that's true. Some of those enemies are procrastination, self-doubt. And there are so many people right now who are struggling with self-doubt. It could be as a result of your environment where you grew up, or it could be as a result of things that have just happened to you. But I want you to know that all you need is to make up your mind that you will step out of where you are that you currently do not like to a place that you would love to be. If I could transition from shyness to public speaking, it means you too can make transition from wherever you are to where you want to be. All you need to understand is limiting beliefs are real. Limiting beliefs can stop you. They can hinder your progress. They can hinder your growth. But you must be intentional about wanting to overcome them. I wrote a book titled From Shyness to Public Speaking. This book right here is a very powerful book. And I know there are so many shy people out there. Or there are so many people who want to get into public speaking, but they just don't know how to. This is a book that I wrote personally for you. In this book, I talked about the 10 steps that I took to transition from shyness to public speaking. The 10 steps that I took to overcome shyness. They are all inside this book, From Shyness to Public Speaking. All right, it's also available on Amazon.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that I have a guest today, and we will be talking about a very interesting topic. And if you know anybody who is an entrepreneur, who's aspiring to become an entrepreneur, I would want you to have them join us. Like and share it. Just share this broadcast so that they can all see it, join us, and learn from us. Now, before I bring in our guest for today, if this is your first time listening to this program, or if you are someone who has been following us since we started or for some time now, I want you to know that this program you have been moved by the Spirit. If you feel what we're doing is impactful, if you feel what we're doing has impacted you positively in any way, shape, or form, if you feel what we're doing has impacted someone you know, please, we encourage you to support us with a donation. So you go to johnugulu.com and make a donation. J-O-H-N johulu, johnugulu.com, johnugulu.com. Thank you so much. And we really would want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation I will be having with our guest for today. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest who will be speaking to us about business. And today, our question, or rather the discussion for today, will be centered around business ownership. Business ownership. And on the stage today, I have Dr. Anna Marfo. Now, Dr. Anna Marfo is an author, entrepreneur, founder, Anna Marfo Ministries. She is a powerful woman of God, and her ministry has been featured on Dr. Gale TV show, which is an award-winning host of many colors. So without any further ado, I want you all to join me as I bring to the stage this great business owner, no other person but Dr. Marfo. Hello, Dr. Anna. Thank you so much for joining me on this program.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
The pleasure is all mine. As you all can see, for those of you who are watching, she's in her car. She was actually in the midst of a business. But, you know, she knows how important it is for knowledge, wisdom to people who are in search of it, who are in need of it. So, welcome once again, Dr. Marfo.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes. Was it last week? I saw that you were celebrating a graduation ceremony. Was it last week? I think it was.
Probably 2 weeks ago, yes.
Oh, yes, a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful event, I guess.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was amazing. It was awesome.
I can imagine. So tell us, you made mention before we came, you know, before we decided to go live, you talked about a billboard. What was that about?
It's a international influencer billboard, because I'm an international speaker. I'm not local, I'm global. So this billboard, it helps you to also promote your business and things that you're doing in your business.
Right. So do you own a platform that does billboard advertising, or do you subscribe to some agency or organization that does that?
Yes, some organization that actually does that.
Okay. So how important is it for us to use billboards for our businesses?
I believe that having a business, you need to promote it in many ways. Whether it's billboard, whether it's social media, whether it's newspaper, as much as possible, you need to promote your business, because when you don't promote your business, people actually don't know you if you don't promote your business.
Right.
It's what you put in is what you get. If you don't put in anything, you don't get anything.
Right.
During my experience and through things the process I've gone through doing business, you need to put in the work. It's what you put in is what you're going to get. If you don't put anything, you ain't going to get anything. Nobody going to know you. You're going to be locked up in the room. Nobody know you. You have a business in your head, in your mind. Nobody knows. Some people need to know what you're doing, what you got, what you have to offer. Nobody know what you offer. You say you got a business, but nobody see what you're doing. You don't do no advertisement. We ain't see on no billboard. We ain't see on no paper. We don't see what you got. You got no value.
I agree with you on that. So, For how long have you been utilizing billboard advertising? You are a speaker, so of what benefit is it to use a billboard as a speaker?
It gives more visibility, network, and it helps to promote your business. It helps to connect to people because, yes, I believe in growth.
Mm.
In order for you to get to the next level, you have to grow. You can't like be in the same place. Mm. You can't continue to sabotaging yourself. You got to step out there and connect to some real people, some real game changers.
Right.
So it's very important that you put yourself out there, even though you feel like you don't know what you're doing. But, you know, God is going to put everything all together before you know it.
Oh, amen. It's going to make sense. Amen. I love that. He will make a way even where there seems to be no way. You're right about that. I appreciate you for sharing that with us. So now let me go straight into the question. I told myself I will be asking you today. The question is rapid growth always beneficial for a business, or can it lead to long-term challenges? So the question once again is rapid growth, which means growing very fast, is rapid growth always beneficial? Is it beneficial for businesses to grow fast, or can it lead to long-term challenges?
I said rapid increase can kind of destroy your business because, you know, your business needs to be on a normal pace because guess what? Number one, your employees can be overworked.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you can end up in financial difficulties because there are things that not being taken accountability for because most likely your mind is all about making money and not build a sustainable business because that's why there's a lot of business have been, you know, they have closed down because it's not really about keeping the business, it's about keeping the money. And they end up losing the business and they lose the money.
Mm.
Right. So rapid increase in the business can sabotage your business. The worker can go get tired, they go quit.
Mm.
They're not going to want to come to work. Financial difficulties, you have financial problems. All of these things going to affect your business.
I get it. That resonates with me. So basically, you are telling us or sharing with us that business should go through a cycle of the planting stage. You know, like in when you're starting the startup phase, from the startup phase to nurturing phase, and from the nurturing phase it gets to like the break even phase, and from the break even phase it gets to the profit, you know, the profit making phase, right? Is that what you're trying to share with us?
Yeah, because like everybody want a quick fix, right? It's like you want to put your food in the microwave, you want to eat it, but you don't want to cook
right away,
because everything in life is stage by stage. Mm-hmm. When a child is born, it came from the womb, then you see it start, you know, in his mom arm, it start taking the breast, then it start eating bottles, it start it's like you said, it's stage. You got to go by stage. That's how you're able to keep your business keep your business at a level whereby you're not going to lose, you ain't going to fall. Is going to be right standing. But when you start, you want to just get boom and get up there, most likely you fall right back down because guess what? You have not gone through the process. There's some process that you need to go through in everything in life, whether it's relationship, whether it's business, whether it's ministry. You must go through the process so you can have the capacity, so you can have the strength, you can have the wisdom, you can have the knowledge to stand whatever comes. Because guess what? In business, you're going to have trials.
Oh, yes.
You are going to have a rough time. You're going to have a good time. But how do you pivot in those moments? So that's why it's good when you start a business, it's good to structure the business on a good foundation and know where you're going with it. Exactly. You know, you're not doing the business because you only need the money. You're doing it because you're building wealth for generation to generation. And it's not about taking it so high or going in it so speedily, so rapidly. Right. You got to take it levels by levels by levels by levels. This is how, even when the wind comes, is you ain't going to get blown down.
Preach. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. You know, I remember when I was growing up, my mom's favorite idiom or saying was that she would say, "My son, it is better you grow." She said, "It is better to grow than to jump. Because if you jump, the law of gravity will definitely apply." Which means when you jump, the law of gravity will certainly pull you back down. Mm-hmm. But she says, when you grow, then you get to enjoy every stage. You get to learn from every stage you get to until you get to your full maturity. Right? So when you said that, my mom's words just came into my head. That it's better to grow than to jump, my son. Yeah, so thank you so much for sharing. And you talked about generational wealth. Everywhere I go to, there's at least one person who talks about generational wealth. Right. And I've come to realize that a lot of people misconstrue what generational wealth is. For example, we already know that generational wealth means building wealth for your future generations, right?
Right.
For your future generations, right? And I see so many people who are not thinking of having a future generation talk about generational wealth. Do you see that as a mistake, or they're just going with the trend? We have people who have made up their minds that they would not try to even give birth to kids, even though they can. We've seen people who intentionally sabotage all those efforts of wanting to bring future, you know, children to the world. So does generational wealth apply to those people? Because I've seen a lot of them talk about generational wealth and they don't see beyond just talking about it. What is your perspective about generational wealth?
You know, people talk about things that they don't really don't understand. They're looking at things in the wrong way, right? They're looking at things the way they want to see it. People look at things how they want to see it, right? But if you know who you are, where you are going, and why you are here, you understand who you are to make an impact in this generation. I always say that there's three keys to life: who you are, where you're going, and why you are here. If you know these three keys, you don't need to ask any other questions. Because these three keys going to help you to make an impact, not only an impact, but build and wealth, because you don't want to be like those people in the graveyard.
Exactly.
Right? You don't want to, when you know yourself, you know. When you know what you are called to do and why you were put in this, the reason why you were put in this earth realm, you know what to do. Right? So people make decisions because they don't want to do the work. Because guess what? To make an impact and to build generational wealth is work.
It is work. I like that. It is hard work. Hard work. And I was listening to Jim Rohn some time ago. He said, it is compulsory that we have to work hard. It is very important that we work hard. But now a lot of people say it's not good to work hard. You have to work smart. But at some point, hard work is needed, right? But Jim Rohn said, if you are working hard on the things you don't love, that is called stress. But if you are working on the things you love, it is called passion. So what do you think about working hard on our businesses?
Like I said, knowing yourself and, you know, your passion, you know, your gift will make rooms for you. So if there's a gifted is on the inside of you, it's going to make room for you. You will not burn out. The problem is people are burned out because they don't understand their gifting. When your gifting is in operation, even when you're tired, it's like you're not tired. You just keep going. You're not burned out. The reason why people burn out because they're actually in the wrong location. They have misunderstanding. They're doing it because they need the money. They're not doing it because they want to make an impact. They want to make a difference. They're not doing it because they're passionate about it, because your passion is equal to income. Right? When you don't understand that you have the gifting that equal to passion to income, then you are always going to burn out. You're going to argue, you're going to stress out. You're going to be frustrated. The whole 9 hours of it.
I get it. Thank you so much for sharing. You know, passion is very, very important when it comes to doing business. I watched my mom when I was much younger running, because she owned a hotel that my dad built for her. And she was a hotel owner and president, you know, doing the hotel business. And right. I watched her every day for decades go into that business early in the morning and returning late. Sometimes when they get us from school, they take us to the hotel, and you know, that's where we observe our siesta, like sleep, you know, get some rest, take our because they got us some private tutoring sessions. So the private tutors will come there, teach us, you know, would rest. Then when it's time to go home later on, we'll go home with our mom. You know, we went through that process for a very, very long time. And there was something I noticed about her, that even in the slow seasons, she would still go there, sit down there all day, make sure, you know, everybody's fine, and go home. She ran that business for over 40 years before retiring. And now she has somebody else who's running it, a younger lady who's running the place and, you know, just paying her rent for the place. So the reason why I'm saying this was that even in the very extremely low moments, she did not give up. And it was only one thing that possibly kept her going, which was the passion. So what's your opinion about passion during our business growth process?
My opinion about passion is that your passion never dies out. It never dies. Even in the midst of how I see is that, even in the midst of your struggle, in the midst of, well, I want to give up, but you just find yourself not giving up. That's the good part of it. I'm going to share a little about myself. At some point, yes, I do have a ministry. At some point, I ain't going to do this again. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. But there's part of me like this is what I like to do. But even if part of me say I don't want to do it, I still do it.
Right. So basically,
that's passion right there. Passion keeps you going. No matter what they say, no matter the storms, no matter what, it keeps you going.
Awesome. So sometimes some people get into businesses that they're not passionate about, right? But they know it is something they want to do, which means at some point they need to find a way to develop passion, which means if they are not passionate about it and they know that's what they truly want to do, they have to at some point develop a passion for it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, basically, for those of you who are listening to us, please remember to like and share this broadcast. She just mentioned to us that rapid growth is not always beneficial for businesses because it can lead to long-term challenges of you not gaining the actual experience you're supposed to gain as you grow in that business, or you might not make the right decisions. You might not meet with the right people who are supposed to grow with you or help you take it to the next level. Basically, we should get rid of that get-rich-quick scheme mentality. Is that correct?
Right.
Yes. Awesome. So thank you so much for sharing. Ladies and gentlemen, she has been very, very helpful. She has been very, very, I would say, what she has contributed to this program today. I know somebody out there has been impacted. I know somebody out there has learned something or new. So, madam, do you have any coaching programs? Do you have any books you would like to talk about? You would like our audience to go purchase?
I do have two books on Amazon. I got a book of digital marketing. I have another book called Overcomer. And then I have another book called Empowering Destiny. And upcoming event is a business conference in Maryland called titled A Journey to Millions. And there's some nominees already been some nominees going to be awarded for the things they have been doing in business. And they're going to be keynote speaker and things of that nature. And that will be taking place July 13, 2024 in Maryland.
Oh, okay.
So there are openings if anyone wants to like speak, and there's an investment for that. Let me just make that clearly.
Okay.
And there are package and the investments for that. Yes.
Do you have a website where they can go look it up?
I did have a website, but because God has actually transitioned me into, you know, into a new season whereby I got to actually put some things together for where he's taking me, because that was the old season that I was in was not, it's not good for this season. You know, always, you know, some people, you have a website for a long time, you have the same old stuff on it. You always need to change to let people know that, hey, This is the season that you're in, and I think that's my transition. So I don't have a website right now, but I do a lot of emails. That's what I've been doing right now. I've been doing a lot of emails. I do a lot of phone calls and things of that nature for right now. But definitely, I'll definitely get a website up again. And I do mentorship for those who like for those who want to build their relationship with God. Because guess what? You can't have a business without having a relationship with God. You must understand and know your creator, because your creator is connected to your business. If you don't have a creator, you don't have an idea. Because he will help you to download things in your spirit, in your mind, and things of that nature, to help you pivot in your business, in your ministry, whatever you're doing. So you need God in the midst. When all things is rough and tough, that's who you go to. He's a creator. I don't. I can't hear anymore. I don't think I lost it.
Can you hear me? Yeah, we're having some technical challenges here. All right, it's all right. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. We were having some technical challenges. It's been a pleasure and a privilege, you know, receiving some gems from words of wisdom from Dr. Marfo. Unfortunately, we couldn't connect with her anymore. But however, I want you to please like and share this broadcast. And remember, like what she said, quick growth, fast growth in business, rapid growth in business is not always beneficial. Business has different faces, and always remember that it is okay to go through the phases. Some stages will be challenging, some stages will be good. But whatever it is always to our advantage because it is a learning process. Now, I don't know where you're listening to me from. I don't even know how much you know about yourself. Neither do I know how much the people around you know about you. But here is one thing that I, John, know about you who's listening to me right now. I know you have greatness in you. I know you are an abode of greatness. And always remember that today is the first day of the rest of your life. God bless you. Like and share this broadcast. And bye for now.